Stay off the damn coke, bruh.
Well, I was gonna nick you. I would leave league lads.
Nah, I would never wear another jersey, bro. That was literally a joke. Calm down, guys.
He made the same. I watched the game. I was in the stadium. He made one more tackle than me and the same amount of runs as I did.
Zero. That charger that he wanted to get, apparently, bro. That charger.
Yeah, that charger, because he got chargered, bro.
He got charger.
He got a drug charger, bro.
He got Abu charger.
Yeah. Wayne Bennett could have been on the field, and the Roosters probably would have been better, because that was his impact. Talking.
Well, honestly, I'm going to throw it out there, Dylan. If you ever have a charge or any type of legal troubles, free of charge for the rest of his life, except that. When you play against the Bulldogs.
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share, do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way. Trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, my team and Sui's team, the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs.
Pain.
We lost this weekend.
Pain.
Season's over.
Pain.
All the stuff about the year of the four.
Pain.
Putting your house on the dogs.
Pain.
It was all a facade, bro. It was all a fugazi. It was all
agony.
But there's one thing, you know what? It was a good season, but
I'm in Spain without the S.
Health? Good was that game? I don't care, bro. I wasn't even in neutral, bro. My team lost. I was like, after the game, I'm like, bro, what the hell just happened? That was like the best game I ever watched in my life.
Listen, first and foremost, thank you all for watching, supporting, sending messages. I'm currently banned. RGBS Couch page is currently banned on Instagram for arguing with this racist guy. Whatever. You know, it is what it is. Waiting for Instagram to get back to us. So that's probably why you're not getting any reports on the page, on our stories, on our posts, yada, yada, yada. Hopefully that gets resolved very, very quickly. It was a little bit, it hurt a lot to see us go out like that. But I got a message before we get into anything and everything. First of all, we're sponsored by Chard, so shout out to Chard. We absolutely love the team down there, giving us the tomb for your chest. Now, I got a message for the Bulldogs fans of the 2024 season. I remember speaking to Presto, it was in the off season where we spoke to Jacob Preston. He drove all the way down from DY to Heckenberg. He sat at that couch in the backyard where all the boys hang out, make good memories. He sat there and he told me, the next season won't be like this season, right? And because Preston said it, like, it's probably something you think any NRL player should say.
I thought that was the PR answer, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
We all thought that was, you know, media training, PR, yada, yada. But he wasn't wrong, bro. This season was incredible for me. I haven't attended games like this consistently in a very, very long time. When your team is losing, it is very hard to go out there and support, yada, yada. I did attend 66-0. I did attend a lot of different losses last year, but this year I attend a lot of different games. The Bulldogs brought me so much joy. They brought me so much happiness. To me, my friends, my family, everyone I know has turned into a big Bulldogs fan, which is what we love. There's so many kids out there that it's their first time ever going to a game this year. It's first time supporting a team. It's first time actually falling in love with the sport because they grew up in it, or they were taught to follow the Bulldogs, and now they have these memories to hang on to. For all the negativity that the Bulldogs team is receiving from our own fans, I just want you to understand that something called being grateful. You've got to be grateful. Me and Fred said this. If we get knocked out round one, we are not upset one bit, because we're true fans and we've seen the club from where it was to where it is. We've defended Gus Gould. Fred, I'm going to stay out of this one, but Fred's defended Seraldo so many times and I was against it. A lot of our players have been scrutinized. Is Burton a six? Is he not a six? Is a center? Oh, he's overrated. Oh, don't give him the money.
Ben Hunt's better.
All this rubbish. I just want you Bulldogs fans, forget rival fans. Rival fans are going to speak as much as they can. If you're not Penrith or Melbourne, you got no right to talk, but just a lot of fans are going to say, oh, I'm grateful. Just listen, be grateful. Appreciate what's happening. And if you understand sports and anything about sports, it's not about the quick trophy. And the trophy is beautiful. I know that feeling is probably the best feeling ever. But it's not just about that, man. It's about building a culture. It's about building a team. It's about getting the fans back on board. Not these bandwagon fans. I'm telling the real fans, the kids that are going to support for the next 5, 10, 20, 30 years, they're going to pass it on to their kids. Be grateful for everything that we've been able to see. I'm very, very happy, very, very blessed to actually watch the Bulldogs this year, support them, be a big fan of theirs. And they gave me so much happiness, bro. So be grateful. I'm proud of the boys. I told Max King and Blake Wilson how proud of them I am. Even before when they FaceTimed me, I said this story 100 times. But I'm so proud. But like, whatever happens, wallah, trust me. It's just, we just wanted the effort. And look where we are. We finished 5th. We freaking played finals. We got to watch our finals game at home, bro. You were there yesterday. I was there yesterday. In that crowd is unbelievable. Like, it's different gravy. And for everyone mocking us, where are you at, Belmore, yada, yada, yada. Trust me, bro. When we win a grand final, I promise you, and it's going to probably happen within the next 3 to 5 years. When we win a grand final, you better wish we didn't, bro. Because I'm probably going to come to your house with the tabla at 30-something years old, drumming my heart out. Because
40-something. He's 30-something now.
The bitterness, the pettiness is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, Freddy, bro, take it away. Listen, man, I cough some messages, bro. Some funny, some very, very hateful, but I always take it like a champion, you know? But a lot of messages of support from the Dogs fans saying that I got a few saying that I was, you know, a really good, like, representation of the club, and that definitely, like, you know, as a fan, like, that means a lot to me. So it was a really good year, man. And a lot of people that are upset about this season, I know it hurts to lose. To lose like that, you know, as somebody that thought we were going to lose all week and up until the game, I still thought we were going to lose. The fact that we played so well and that, in my opinion, we were the better team for most of the game, that's why it stings so much, bro. Because 9 times out of 10, we probably end up winning that game. If something doesn't happen midweek, you know, and we have another player available,
which we'll all speak about in depth with a lawyer. Be here. And
we got Saul Goodman coming, bro.
Shout out to Saul Goodman.
But as I was saying, if we had a certain somebody at the game playing, we win that game. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it just wasn't our day, bro. Yeah. So many things that should have gone right didn't. And we fell short, like this short. As somebody that was sitting behind the goalpost, seeing Matt Burton's kick
twice
hit the try line, under the post, broke me. I thought I was going in, bro. Oh, I'm like, and I know for sure everything went wrong, and it all started when I forgot my headgear at home.
Yeah.
All right. And if I brought the headgear for the game, if I brought the headgear to the game, bro, Matt Burton, it would have given Matt Burton 2 extra meters.
Yeah, would have had like some sort of connection.
The ball would have like magnetically like telekinesis, bro, to my headgear. All right. But it wasn't it, man. It just wasn't it. And that's all right. And I can live with it. Because guess what? It's a good learning experience for all the boys. They just versed a super experienced, super solid NRL team led by guys that have been in the finals plenty of times before. All right. Gotten very close to winning comps. Some of them have won comps and led their team to comps. They took them all the way to the end.
Listen,
and it's a great learning experience for all of them. They're all going to remember this feeling of losing.
I told everyone, bro, next to me, I said, you know this feeling? And I'm with a lot of people that haven't really experienced the victories of the grand finals and stuff. I said, you know this feeling? Breathe it in, lad. Drink it. If you can inject it in your veins, inject it in your veins. Because I swear, when you do win, like when you lost to Melbourne, was it Melbourne?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, far out. Such a good team. He's got the best players, whatever. Like, even though it's still coming up. And then you finally win. And then it's just like, bro, what the actual, like, it's the best feeling in the world. And I said this to someone very, very dear to me. They're like, why aren't you that upset? Right? And I said to him, this is what Premier League football does for you. Trust me, when I watch Liverpool lose titles on the last day and Champions League's at 4 a.m., when you watch a team lose at 4 a.m., bro, it's a different sort of pain.
By this much.
By this much. By literally.
By literally, like, a league by this
by
much.
By this much. So, like, the Bulldogs, you just can never hurt me any more than what Liverpool hurt me. So, yeah, I've got this guard up and I'm pretty good. But listen, let's talk about the loss. Let's talk about the game as a
I just want to say one more thing. All right. People ask me why I'm not upset. It's because I can see that we're building something. This isn't like people say, what if they chuck a Warriors? You know what I mean? And I don't see the Warrior thing that happens to the Warriors happening to. I don't think it will happen to us because at the end of the day, like they were a very old and aging team. They had a lot of players in their prime or about to exit their prime, and it was like a win now moment for them. Like if they didn't get it done this year or the year after.
Manly? You talking about Manly?
No, Warriors. At the time, didn't get it done, you know, like last year or this year, That's the window closed, whereas our window hasn't even opened yet, bro. And I think we're ahead of schedule.
Even Manly's team, bro, to have Jake, Tom, DCE, even Luke Brooks, I know it's his first finals, but to have all those players, bro, they're not young. They're not young, bro. They're at that age where they should have won something now.
They're seasoned,
bro. They should have did something, yeah. And like obviously, DC's won before, yeah? He's won the premiership before. So he's coming to the end of it. But the pressure's on them for them to win. And listen, they did. And the end of the day, bro, experience is what killed us, bro. Like even Bronson Jerry getting the ball and knocking it on, like just to have that sort of stress, anxiety, trying to get out of your end and trying to create something, that's what bro, like when Cleary was down, when Penrith were down by 3 tries, whatever it was, everyone was so calm. Cleary, Crichton, everyone was like, yeah, relax. We're going to get our moment. There's 8 minutes or 9 minutes, whatever it was. I think when we had like that 5-6 minutes, everyone was like, let's do something.
They were gone. They were gone.
The heads were gone. And I get it. I see it. I've seen it coming. It's not like something that's crazy to me. Like to lose against that Manly team, it's just experience, bro. And to contain that pack, to contain Tommy. I told you this last week. I'm not scared of Tommy. And that's not me being disrespectful to Tommy. I love Tommy. But I'm scared of that. I'm scared of that bloke with the number 7 on his back for Manly, bro, because he was the game changer, bro. He's captain. Everything about him, bro. His captain challenges, just his IQ is just there, and his experience was there to run that ball on last and to make that pass and spread the ball and they're in desperation time and pay it off, bro.
I can't believe that try was so good. I couldn't even be mad. Yeah, like, bro. How we lose, I can live with it because that was something special, bro.
It was painful.
It should have never happened.
Never.
I don't know how Salmon's 40 minutes on the bench, bro. He comes on and he's fresh and he misses that tackle. And then Jarrell Skelton, as much as I love him, he was just holding his dick in his hand.
Yeah, he's ready for the Tigers. He was waiting for Cola.
And then, what do you know? Guy with one shoe scored, bro. When I was at your age, I only had one shoe.
Yeah, it's painful, bro.
But you know what? I'm putting my hand up. I'm going for Manly rest of the year.
No, right? Bro. What?
Because, bro, I have no problem with Manly, cuz. And I want Turbo to win, bro.
By the way, you're
telling me you don't want Turbo and Gerbo to win a comp? You're telling me they don't deserve one, bro?
I couldn't care less about them, to be honest. Wallah, I really don't care. Like, that's the only, to be honest with you. I love Turbo and I love Jake. Jake's a nice guy.
Wallah, I'm going for him, bro.
I don't give a...
Go Manly.
Okay, listen. But... just one more thing, Wallah, before we actually get into Araka, we got Mr. Habbo here who's going to give us all the deets and that, all the little greedy
information. Look at him, bro. He's
wait till you see this guy. He's freaked up my car.
Saul Goodman, bro.
Listen, Dean Ritchie and everyone else. I was at the game. A lot of Manly fans were there. A lot of good banter, bro, straight out. But a lot of said, and this is not for Manly fans. We have Hello Sports. They're our good friends.
Bro, I didn't encounter one bad thing, but
I did, right? And whatever. It is what it is. But Dean Ritchie, right? You're on Fox League, whatever, talking about Bulldogs fans being... telling Brayton Astor, like, have you seen him? Like, have you sat with him? Whatever. And Brayton Astor straight away, bro, guard up. And he's like, bro, you don't... Trust me, don't attend the game. Or like, don't even be there because you're going to get heckled. I can't believe in 2024, a fan base that's passionate about celebrating their team's victories after being where they were last year is something disgusting. But that's how that Dean, whatever his name is, Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Is he even a Bulldog supporter? Like, I don't even know why his name is that. Anyway, I can't believe...
He looks like a Bulldog.
He looks like a Zabar. Anyway, the point is, I can't believe in 2024, we're still looking at the Bulldogs fans like that. When there's... And you know, BKR Sports asked me about this the other day. He goes, do you still look at the Bulldogs fans as a Lebanese dominant community? And I said, when you think of the Bulldogs, you think of Lebos, right? But there are so many Greeks, so many Italians, so many... Everything. It's multicultural. Like, it's a club that loves everyone. And you can see with our multicultural day, bro, the Aboriginals, Islanders, everyone just getting together. So I can't believe this disgusting piece of has the balls to go on live news and just whatever it was and just be like, yeah, we've seen the fans be intimidating, yada, yada, yada. I don't know what it is, cuz. When we celebrate, everyone wants to make a scene out of it. Bro, I don't understand, bro.
I had people saying, I'd rather,
you know what? Let's just look at all you toothless junkies just drinking alcohol at games and just... chugging beers. Bro, I had someone's, my mate, his wife, beer get chugged at him. Like, think about that. So, like, I don't know. Would you rather that? I don't really know. So, yeah, I just had to speak on it because a lot of people told me to touch on it. And there you go, boys.
You know how hard it is to make Sui crash out, bro?
Nah, bro.
I've never heard him raise his voice, bro. I've known him for 2 years. I've never heard him raise his voice.
No, because, bro, like, I watched the Bulldogs and I watched what we went through all our years as a Lebo, right? And I'm not trying to make this about race, whatever, but that's what it is. And like, it's 2024, you can't be happy about someone celebrating passionately. Wallah, it makes no sense to me. Good luck ever entering any of those areas. I feel very, very worried for you. And that's the last thing I've got to say on it. Flexi. Well,
that's sort of proving him right then, bro.
Now, because all right, you want the point, brother. Here's the point. Come past, thank you. Because
I had people messaging me, karma. Like we did something wrong, bro.
Jump in, Abba, jump in. We're going to speak about the Fox situation, the out-of-cut situation.
Get out of here, Flax.
In general, we'll get you back when we're speaking about Penrith. First and foremost, shout out to Habba. Look at him, bro. Give him a little smile. Let AL pick up on you a little bit, bro.
I look like a 4 foot nothing Lebo, man. Look at me, man.
That next year, I get cozy. First and foremost, Habba, it's nice to have you on. I've known you for a long time. We've been through a lot of things together. We've seen a lot of things together. And now you're smashing it in the law world.
I'm proud of you,
man. I love that little thing you got there. Little badge you got, the Aboriginal and the Palestine flag. Shout out to the originals. Tell us a bit about yourself, bro.
Tell me
a little bit about yourself.
See, I'm already buggy. Yeah.
You got to get used to this, brother. You're going to have to do content.
Wait, give me a mallet so he thinks I'm a judge.
It's so nerve-wracking. I can talk in front of a judge and I can't talk in front of you too, bro. Bro, can I just say, I don't watch the NRL anymore because I just go into your TikToks.
Yeah.
I just sit there. I'm just going to TikTok, bro. Just swipe through. This guy's giving some live action.
He's got all the highlights.
Watch, I've got everybody covered.
But you can't open it. We're around family because that's fuck.
Yeah, I know. You know
my wife now knows, but if someone's throwing a tick,
that's hectic, friend.
I went last night after the game. I had this big stick.
Yeah.
So I was like,
that was a cold photo, by the way.
I was like a beacon. Yeah. all these Manly fans, especially, started coming up to me and saying how much they love me. This little lady, man, she would have been at least in her like 50s or 60s, comes up to me with her son and everything, and she's saying, like, how much she loves me and how much they watch me, yeah? And she says, never stop swearing because that's what we love about you. My mom, my auntie, because I said, she says, you're so funny. And I'm like, if you can get past the swearing, yeah, I am pretty funny. And she goes, never stop. Mom and aunties and uncles have been telling me to stop swearing for years.
Yeah, bro, even but my don't get it. Like, I can't play the podcast anymore because you just swear.
They don't get it.
It's hard,
the swearing,
bro,
is raw, and that's what people like, man, real.
Authenticity, it's, man, hard, bro. You're authentic, and that's the way that it's... Look at me, man. I mean, outside of court, I'm speaking to a client. I'm trying to cut it down, bro.
Yeah, no, you have to, bro. We all have to, bro.
You get comfortable, and then, but I can switch it off like that. Yeah. All right, but
I'll try my best, bro. But like, a lot of people told me, bro, stop swearing. I'm like, bro, I can't. It's just not in gonna me. Happen. It's not gonna. Well, I don't know. It's not gonna happen. We can try, right?
Do you remember us?
Yes.
2 hours long, though, because of the swearing.
Yeah, this guy has to edit all the swear words out, so we get
just paid give me a beep button, bro.
Bro, if you saw us 15 years ago.
It's not that bad. We're good people. We just, yep. That was our.
When Soy was 29 years old, yeah. 15 years ago.
You guys are khotiyara, bro. Anyway, listen, Habba, it's nice to have you on, my brother. Let's talk about the Fox situation, right? Because midweek or last, I don't know when it was, his test came back as positive. A lot of Bulldogs fans were shattered. He agreed to pay the fine, which was, I'll let you get into all the details. But bro, for me, without knowing, like, just seeing what I've seen, like, let the team down. And I love Arakar, big supporter of his. And everything he does, I support him with whatever he does, but just this is not a good look for the club. It's not a good look for himself. And bro, I'm a nobody, but he already knows all this. We don't have to say it. But to do that a week away from the finals or whenever it was, is just wrong, especially after seeing Troll Meat do the same thing, right? But yeah, man, I'll let you take it away. I'll let you speak about what's happened and go for it.
Man, he's what's upsetting, right? As a bloke, he's the nicest bloke possible. He's a champion of a bloke.
Hooper said it. He's like, Hoops is like, man, like, everyone, like, how can you not love Fox?
Oh, yeah, you can't not love him.
It's very hard not to.
He's a ball of energy, man.
But here's the misconception, right? It's everyone's thinking, what kind of happened at that night or the night before? What everyone doesn't understand, man, is you don't just get tested for positive if you've done whatever the illicit substance is 24 hours prior. It stays in your system for a good while. And so, for example, I've had clients where 3 weeks ago they had a night out. They drive the next day, the following day, the week after, everything's all good. 3 weeks later, they go MDT, RBT, they get pulled over by the police. Test comes back as positive.
It doesn't, yeah. So
no, man, it comes back as positive. And they're sitting there, they're questioning, they're calling me. He's like, bro, you came back as positive. I haven't done anything. Like, you can't say you haven't done anything. Like, something's there. What's going on? Whether it's the most minute of substances that's inside of you, whether it's just a milligram, whatever it is, it stays into your system. And I was like, all right, recall the events. What's happened in the last month? He's like, what do you mean in the last month? Like, what happened in the last month? Have you partied in the last couple of weeks? Yeah, but ages ago. It stays in your system. Now, everyone's body type is a little bit different, but if it comes back as positive and they then send that out to the lab, they do two tests, get pulled over, they do an MDT, they do the swab, it comes back as positive, might come back as negative, they'll do a second test. That sample that they end up taking goes back to the lab, and the result won't come back until a couple of months later. If that result comes back as the smallest of substance that's in you, you're positive. It doesn't matter how much you've taken. I've literally had clients where they've had a dip of...
Yeah, the substance.
Can we say it? Yeah, of course. They've had a dip of the substance into a cigarette, and they've smoked that cigarette. And their excuse is, it numbs it, makes the cigarette taste a little bit better. Doesn't matter. It's in your substance.
It's in your system.
And when the charge would have been drive with illicit substance, right? Now, I'm not sure if he's been given a court attendance notice or if he was given a fine. It's your first offense, you get given a fine, you just pay the fine, but it's on your record, it's a conviction.
Mm.
And now, here's the thing, here's the defense tool, right? Let's say you're given...
This is lawyer mode creeping in, I love this shit.
Let's say you were given the test. That test drops, falls onto the car seat, falls onto the seat. It touches something other than the actual sample itself. Then you could sort of make an argument that it was tampered. Most officers will pick up on it and they'll give you a second test. And then let's say it drops again, but you can make an argument that it's been tampered with. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the facts. I don't know what the facts are. I don't know the details about it.
I don't think anyone can get to know them.
I'm pretty sure his lawyer would be down. But if there's a way around it, his lawyer will find that out. But with a situation like that, it's either were you driving, were you behind the wheel of a car, of a vehicle? Is it in your system? Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
And then if the argument can be made, was it self-induced?
Someone.
That's the thing, but.
It's in your system.
To prove that it wasn't you that took it, whether it be the day prior, 2 days prior, 3 weeks before,
fact that it's been taken in a season where, coming off last season, bro, wallah, like everything was wrong with us. Everything you can think of. But we still have a court case right now of a player trying to sue us for all this money that he thinks he's obliged to. And then, like, after all that, and like being a leader, and like, bro, I love Fox. Like, I love him, bro. Like, I've met him multiple times. Nicest guy. Follows us, supported us. He even shared our things once to help us boost. But, like for me, like, I get it, man. People take these things all the time. Like, it's very, very normal. And I hate to say this, wallah. I hate the substance. I hate when I hate being around. I hate everything about it, right? It's just not us. We don't represent it at all. But let's be real, 2024, this is the world we live in, bro. It's become a very normal thing to do and take. And a lot of people are surprised by players in our role players taking it. Bro, it's so common.
You want me to drop a heavy? Do you know how many people, high-rise people, are on it? Do you understand how many?
Of course.
Right.
Fred said he's like, he goes, the judiciary is probably on it. Like, yeah.
Without a doubt, I can tell you for a fact.
No, statistically per capita, we are the biggest coke users in the entirety of the world.
What does that explain?
So Tony Montana statistically would want to move here to have the highest amount of coke intake.
Bro, it's not slowing down anytime soon.
No.
Because
there's no real, I'll be honest, like, there's not that many negatives that come from it. Like, it's like marijuana at the end of the day. I'm not a user of anything. I don't even smoke a cigarette. This guy smokes 2 packs a day.
Well, relax,
so I'm more of I'm more pure than this man, right? But at the end of the day, like, there aren't that many negatives to it besides the fact that it costs too much money. And then like, you know, other little implications.
Nah, there's a lot of negatives to it, bro. Like, any kids watching this, wallah, like, if I could give any kid advice, like any kid, right? I'll tell him don't smoke cigarettes. Don't smoke cigarettes because it's a habit that you very hard to break later on.
I bought this guy a pack, bro.
Yeah.
$60, man. Yeah. $60.
This was like desperation times, bro. Like,
Winnie Blues,
$60,
bro. Right. We used to put change together. Anyway, listen, this is a message for the kids, bro.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything like that. But there's one thing, if you have a friend touching this substance, right, the white stuff, the thing, just, bro, wallah, try to avoid that. Try to keep them away from it because it destroys lives more than you can ever imagine. Like, and you're going to grow up and you're going to see your friends. It's so normal that I hate to even speak about this. You're going to grow up, you're going to see your friends take this stuff, yada, yada, yada. You think it's just like, you're going to think of them as a bad person, then the third person, fourth person takes it. It becomes normal. You're like, yeah, he does it. But I swear, if you look at their life from when they start to another 5 years later, 10 years later, if they're still on it, it's just a downhill thing, bro. So you can avoid it. And just don't be shocked by hearing NRL players taking it. We had Trindle, we had Latrell Mitchell, Cameron Munster, Brandon Smith. Show me. What's that?
What's right now, cuz?
The NRL Integrity Unit has requested a meeting with Bulldogs winger Josh Adokar.
I think
it's done, bro.
You know how quickly you can get caught up in this type of stuff. You know, all he needed to do is, let's say he had a mate that was doing it, he grabbed it off his mate and he just threw it away from out of the vehicle. Just threw it away. But a little bit of residue came onto his finger and he put it onto his mouth.
That's it, huh?
It's in your system. It's in your system. No one understands just how easy it is to get this shit mixed up into your system.
It's so sad, bro. It's so
fucking easy, man. It's, sorry for the swearing.
That's all right.
But it's
Flexi.
sorry, bro.
Flexi's like, how am I going to pump this lawyer?
Pay, bro. Your pay of $0.
Okay. You thought a lawyer's coming here is going to be all professional.
Nah, bro. But, hey, listen, man. The simplest way to put it is to quote Grandmaster Flash, it's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it.
It's all facts, right? Bro.
White lines blow away, bro.
How much is it nowadays? It's like
$350. I don't want to promote it.
I'll ask one of my cousins, bro.
Nah, but listen, man. Let's speak about Arakai, like Freddie, before we get into all the final stuff. What do you think happens now?
I made a video on TikTok, yeah? I said what I wanted. And honestly, after what happened this weekend, what I've wanted might have changed. Because I'm very disappointed in him. And I'm so annoyed that we lost that game because he wasn't there.
So you think he plays that game? It's completely different.
If he plays that game, we 100% win. He does not drop that ball that Skelton does, and he probably stops one or two, maybe even both of the tries that Skelton let in. And he's a better defender than Skelton. So to say that he probably would have let another one in, I disagree.
Yeah,
but that's true.
I see where you're coming from.
I was okay with it because I love him so much. But the more I think about it, the more I feel like these boys around him feel like they've been dogged. Because for some reason, I just feel like we have a lot of good guys in this team that are probably not doing that stuff. So they probably feel let down right now by him not being there. And I don't think they're going to want him there. And I think he's the respect...
Really? Like, really?
I think the respect that the other boys once had for him is now probably gone. If it wasn't gone already... Like, he might have been doing this the whole time. I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
And we don't know if he took it.
At the end of the day, I don't know. They know. Teammates for sure know.
Let me put a scenario. If they were to test every single NRL player...
There would be no NRL. Oh,
without a doubt.
There would be no NRL. We'd be
watching NRLW.
NRLW would be gone too, bro. All right, like this, then let's be real. I'm going to say it right here. If we tested every single player once mid-season, once off-season,
oh yeah, it's done.
There would be no sport in the world, bro. There would be no sport in the world because at the end of the day, when you make, and we don't even make a lot here in Australia, right? You go anywhere in the world, bro, they're making millions of dollars to play a sport.
John Wall on the bench.
They don't know what to do with it, bro.
And so it's a thing of popularity, too, to take these things.
But they want to be cool.
There's not many players like DeJounte Murray, bro.
Yeah.
Knowing what you know, would you still let him go?
I wouldn't. But the fact that he did it 1 week before finals, assuming that, I'm not buying into his I didn't do it. You know what I mean? He's not Bart Simpson. Or what is it? I didn't do it. Yeah, I think. No, I don't know. Yeah, I think it was Bart Simpson. But assuming that I believe he's guilty,
Shaggy, wasn't
the fact that he 1 week before finals, or at least close to the finals.
Yeah.
If he did it in the offseason, I wouldn't care. I actually wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's what
that 1 week, like if he did a Reece Walsh, I wouldn't care. But 2-3 weeks before finals, bro, I can't hack it. And I don't think, and I know exactly what Gus Gould and Cameron Serraldo are saying, and it's the exact same thing, and he will not play another game for this club. He will not play another game for the Bulldogs. He makes 600 grand, and the lawyer, would surely know about contracts. There's surely some sort of clause in that contract that says you cannot get caught doing X, Y, or Z.
100%.
He would have brought some type of professionalism.
Yeah.
Some clause in there where he has to abide by the rules.
Brother, Stephen A. Smith once said, stay off the damn weed. We have the coca. All right.
Do it to the camera.
Stay off the damn coke, bruh. All right.
There's our intro.
And Stephen A. Smith.
I got you.
Stephen A. Smith. No, I have to do it more like, stay off the damn coke, bruh. All right, because that's how Stephen A. Smith does it. He puts every little bit in it because
you are making
millions of dollars. All you have to do is stay off the damn weed. We have the coke, bro. Stop taking coke, man. Do it in the off season. Yeah, don't drive after you take it. For 3 weeks, it stays in your system.
Fucking that charger that he wanted to get, apparently, bro. That charger.
Yeah, that charger, because he got charger, bro. He got right? charger. He got a drug charger, bro.
He got Abu charger.
At least get away with it, bro.
At least take an... If he took an Uber, he plays this week, we win.
And that's then you can I have think. More substance later. If
yeah, he gonna now. First Ben Barber, now this guy, bro.
Yeah.
You know Ben Everyone Barber was the biggest loss, man. Ben Barber was say Ben Barber is a sad story because
where he ended up.
Like, why? Just why, man? The amount of potential that you could have.
And it's actually sad. Well, Ben Barber was a freak of nature.
It was family, man. We classified him as family.
Yeah, man. Go more head up. No
I don't have many posters of people in my wall cards, but he was one of them. You know what I mean? And.
Yeah, it hurts more that out of car, like, we support him, we love him, and he, like, he watches
our... Bro, that's my guy, man.
Yeah, I know, bro. That's what hurts. But, bro, we've got to...
My Pookie Bear, Matt Burnham, would never, man. That's why he's my Pookie Bear, bro.
Let me ask you something. Just a very quick...
Of course.
Right, while we're on this topic. If he was to go to court, he'd give his circumstances, his personal circumstances, subjective material, all of that. Court grants him no conviction. Let's say there's like, some significant circumstances that revolved around why and how he took it. He's given no conviction. He's still taken it. He accepts that he's taken the substance. Do we still let him go?
Yeah.
As soon as that,
if you heard the way that Gus Gould spoke about Latrell Mitchell,
he
is not keeping this guy around. And I don't, and if you Geraldo out of maybe, if you take away Craig Bellamy, the coach, the way that people describe him and the players describe him and Gus describes him. The coach that gets the ick the quickest is Cameron Serraldo. He will literally, you as a player to him are like, it's like the relationship, like a long distance relationship between like, you know, just to get citizenship, you know what I mean? I don't know, it feels like that. They will bin you so quickly if you do something wrong.
And it's actually sad, you know what I mean? Because Gus is going to stand on business, bro.
Is standing on business, man.
And listen, last question on Fox, where do you think he goes?
Souths or Para?
I think he goes to Souths, Walla. Yeah. I definitely
the rehab center, bro. The rehab center.
No, if Souths take him, that's fucked. After what they've been through,
it makes so much sense. He would literally get a second if he's gonna have a resurgence anywhere. He would, bro. It's everyone like. I lived in Redfern. I grew up in Redfern. My grandparents still live there. I go there all the time, bro. It would mean so much to him and the community 100%. For him to play there, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the only place.
Better than Para, bro.
That's the only place better anywhere. Than Para. That's the only fan base anywhere that will treat him better than us.
Yeah.
Because they will be so thankful. And plus, they need a winger. It makes so much sense. They'll take him in. I think he'll probably go to Parramatta, maybe even back to the Tigers because they were in the market for Montoya. I don't know why. They have enough wingers, but now they want another winger. Might as well go back to Super League. Absolutely not, bro. He'd be like Usain Bolt was to sprinting in the Super League, bro.
He'll just clock everyone. Eh?
Literally, he'll nick everyone, bro. Win everything. He'll score 30 tries a year.
All right, Freddie, painful question, and Habba, you can chime in on this if you want. Charred try of the week.
There's only one try, bro. I know, I got the one that made us lose, bro.
I got one before you even go that. Just the Ponga assist that sort of flicks.
The drop nuts.
Just gone through it and flicked that to, I don't know who it was, bro. What a try. Kalen Ponga, we're going to speak about the Newcastle game. He had an absolutely phenomenal game.
I think you're talking about the flick to Kyle Felt or the flick to Gay Guy.
That was a nice one too. Even the Sharks, the Trindle pass.
The flick to Kyle Felt was the other team, bro. How's it a nice one?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about Trindle's flick to, I don't know who scored it for the Sharks.
That was a nice try. Yes, right. Nikola, bro.
Yeah, but listen, the only one that matters is the one that hurt us the most.
Because Dylan Edwards
scored that try.
Dylan
Edwards is an underappreciated tank.
Yeah, he's so mad right tank. Now. He wants to be right there. You just stole his...
I'm going to swap positions, bro, because I need to hear you rant about this.
Dude, but he nearly scored a worldie. I was rooting
for him. If he scored that...
Who got him?
He beat five... Bro, sorry, but I have to put it like that because I was literally watching him like, no way, no way.
Come get onto this.
Someone got it, but I was like, no way, no way. Look at him, no way. What the?
Yes way, good of score.
Bro, that would have been one of the best finals tries. That would have been like GI's try, bro, against the Broncos.
I'd call it try of the year. I would have actually called it.
That would have been the one thing that I wouldn't have believed my eyes. That would have been better than the Coates one.
Yeah,
that would have been better than the Coast one to win because this one's in finals, bro.
And he's he's gone through Dylan Edwards.
He's all doing it on one leg too. This man has a PCL injury.
Nah, man.
Honestly, I'm going to throw it out there. Dylan, if you ever have a charge or any type of legal troubles, free of charge for the rest of his life, except when you play against the Bulldogs.
Brother,
that offer's going to end on the next year.
He starts coming to me for everything.
No, he's fine, bro. He's fine. He's fine.
Dylan Edwards is a good angel. He's an angel bloke.
But listen, I'll take him.
The try of the year was Kohler. Right, not try the week was Kohler's try. Listen, bro, to be as experienced, as smart as DCE, to not kick on last in a game where you needed, in a time where you needed to score points, to give it to Tommy and then everyone just passed and passed and passed, and for Kohler to just sprint through everyone. Skelton and I don't know, they could have did better. Salmon,
yeah.
You got to give him his credit where credit's due. What a player.
That was a try so good. I watched it and I was in awe. Like, I didn't know what I just seen. And I was like, literally, I didn't record a video for no many tries, cuz. But that one I had to do, cuz. Because yeah. I was like.
Even DC's sort of.
They just nicked the whole
team. Let's talk about DC.
Let's move on.
He just nicked the whole team, bro. You're talking about that when he left the scrum early?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, eh? But in my opinion, bro, he still scores even if he doesn't leave early.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm just upset that it's black and white, and when it comes to us,
I know. And I do think, look, that I think Matt Burton was taken off the ball two times. One of them happened right in front of me. I could see the guy got hit without the ball.
I think Aloe, should have been.
But Aloe on the other side
should have been binned for that.
He definitely changes his line, but at the end of the day, it just was not our day, bro.
Yeah.
Kick-out's
intercept, not scoring.
How the hell does the charge? What are the odds when I saw that charge?
I thought we won the game, Walla.
Brother, Walla, I was ready. I was up. Everyone is up on our feet celebrating, and we're watching the ball bounce away from us, cuz. And I'm like, it could have bounced anywhere, and it bounces to the bloody only guy in remote position to collect that ball.
Pain, bro. It hurts.
That's when I knew, when I saw that charge, I'm like, it's not our day, bro. We're going to lose this.
Did you hear the fans as he went in for that charge down? That broke my heart.
Honestly. Yeah, that's it, man.
The atmosphere was beautiful, bro. Honestly, the game was beautiful. The atmosphere was beautiful. It was painful in the end, but, bro, like I said before, man, be appreciative of where we are as Bulldogs fans because we were in the mud last year. And next year, my standards is top four.
Yeah, no.
Because that's the standards they've set for me, lad.
No, top eight. I'm going top eight, bro.
Listen, if you miss out on the four from his injuries, I get it. But I want top four, and I want hunger top four. I want, like, let's go.
I want jobs not finished aura. Jobs not finished aura from this team, bro.
Flaxie, can we get you back in? How about we need some Penrith chime in? Don't leave, bro. Hang out. We need to have a nice discussion downstairs. Flaxie, Penrith. Let's talk about Penrith.
What a performance. Yeah,
the biggest reason why I want you back on, right, is because of Hainsey. Hainsey, listen, Cleary. Yalla. Hainsey. You want us to go to Bali, huh? I seen that little cheeky comment on the
internet. Yeah, I saw that, bro.
Now, listen. Chookpan, the drama, I really love and appreciate the passion. But I'm going to let my boy Flaxie cook you because you went to Penrith Stadium. You called it the riff. You called it all this thing. And then you just got cooked, bro. I didn't even want to watch the game because it was that boring, to be honest with you.
Mate.
If I'm going to be completely honest with you, that first half, what did you score? Was it 24-something?
24-0 at half.
Half-time. Cleary, Luai, everyone.
Walla, they went to second gear after that.
Because after that, they were like, listen, let's just hang out. Cleary got hooked early because, like, why, you know? Just let the guy kick back. Maybe I had to message Mary Fowler, whatever it was. Listen, you just when you're that easy, when it's that easy for you, and Jerome Luai, To'o, Liora, the aura in that team is unbelievable. I'm supporting Penrith Panthers all the way. Flax, if you got a jersey for me, I'll probably rep it. In the
one right there, brother. One right there.
Do not... What? Do it.
Hey, they're basically
one jersey.
Basically the same.
I would never wear another jersey in my life.
Bro.
Well, I was gonna nick you. I would leave league.
I would never wear another jersey, bro. That was literally a joke. Calm down, guys. If you know me, I'm a Liverpool supporter. I would never wear anything else. Bulldogs, Liverpool. That's about it, right? even if Cleary signed the jersey for me, I wouldn't wear it. Flaxie, talk to me about that game and what you felt, bro. How does it feel? You're confident? Well, everyone?
It was regular scheduled programming, right? Yeah. Did anybody expect anything
back
else?
Back to regular schedule.
Look, except you.
Yeah. Look, finals week one.
Bro, you gotta get the content chiming a little bit sometimes. Everyone knew Penrith's going to win, bro. I want to get abused in comments sometimes.
Well, that's what I say. Everyone's confident until the game and then they show their real colours. And that's pretty much what Hainsey and all that were doing. I got to speak to him before the game, but, you know, You could tell that, you know, he knew that they weren't going to come out there. The winner. Rest Cleary. Bro, that is my favorite Hainsey quote. I will, like,
Rest Cleary.
Rest Cleary. I'm just gonna have that on my wall.
Cleary rested his nuts on their and their head, bro.
You know
right,
what?
With that kick that hit the bar, bro, he meant that.
I have a 2024 Panthers signed jersey by the top 30 players. I'm gonna get that framed, and then I'm gonna have a plaque. And on the bottom, it's gonna have Rest Cleary. And it's just going to have Hainsey 2024.
Yeah.
If we win the grand final, that's what I'm going to do. But
Hainsey,
man. I love the man. He's so, look, there was Ashley Klein's a man. You know, he got that bay going, you know, the Roosters. No,
listen, man, he was pretty. Let's be real here.
At the game, I was right next to him, to be fair.
He was. Ashley Klein was pretty.
Oh, Ashley Klein, yeah, he was shocked.
Ashley Klein was pretty. I'm going to be honest, Ben. That pass was not forward.
What pass wasn't forward?
There was a trip that knock on Tedesco.
That knock-on wasn't a knock-on.
Which knock-on?
It's the Tupo one where he grabs it and it goes backwards. It's about 5 metres from their line.
Yeah, oh, when he dropped the kick.
Yeah,
that was the Tracy one at Belmore.
Yeah.
Dropping it that way is not a knock-on.
Look,
Ashley Klein is the only ref that does that, you know? Yeah.
I'll give Roosters their pay. Look, they weren't infringements, you know. Ashley Klein missed 2-3 very big calls for the Roosters. These calls wouldn't have affected the game.
Not at all. But here's the thing. If there's any team that thrives on momentum the most, it's them.
I agree.
If they score 3 straight, it's like they get superpowers, bro.
I agree.
And I experienced this when we were up 26-0.
Yeah.
And they had 12, 11 players.
I agree with that. But again, you got to be honest. Because that happened in the second half. Penrith were relaxing. Everyone, because I was getting messages. People going, why you guys aren't going to beat Melbourne? Because, you know, Melbourne would have put 50. We didn't need to put 50. We don't need to risk players.
Melbourne would not have put 50, by the way. They would not. Because, like, all year they've done the exact same thing. Like they've scraped like so many wins, especially the first half of the year. Like the second half of the year they've been playing well, I get it. But the first half of the year, bro, they were scraping by every week, last minute, last 10 minutes, last 5 minutes tries, you know what I mean? But they've done enough to win.
Yeah.
Penrith literally they rested Cleary. They took their foot off the gas, you know what I mean? Because they didn't I thought they would have gone for a bit more because it's their last game there for a few years, but no, they didn't need to. But they still pumped them. It was that like your performance, in my opinion, especially in the first half, was more dominant than the Melbourne one. Like it was not even they were not even remotely close to beating you. No. So it looked like men against boys in the first half to the point where you would have put your foot off the gas.
Yeah, and you don't. Risk, especially with Panthers, you know, because we have a few players with niggling injuries, you know, they're not 100%, but, you know, you don't risk that, you know, that's why Cleary was hooked later in the game, and that's why, you know, even if you watch the game, they'll go on Luai's side most of the time because they're trying to get him in the least amount of action as he could while still making an impact, and... You know, I just got to give shout out to two players, Luke Garner, and you boys are going to hate me here, but Paul Alamotti, his defense.
No, he's been
good.
Mad.
Nah, he was good, bro. Voila.
But you're missing on the most important one, Isaiah Yeo. Isaiah Yeo was your best player next to Cleary on Friday.
On Friday, yeah.
But he literally, when you guys had a bad set, he was the one that saved it. He was the guy getting you rolling forward.
Yeah.
He was. Unbelievable, man. I could not put a single bad word.
It's crazy how long he's been playing. Well, like, he's been playing for so long.
He's the oldest on
I feel like he had. I feel like he just like revived his career. Yeah. I don't know when, but it just happened.
I can tell you exactly when.
When it became a lock.
That, but it was after Origin because everyone was shitting on him for being a passing.
What do you mean? This Origin?
Yeah, this Origin.
I'm talking about like before. We all remember Isaiah. It was just like, Then he moved to lock, like Freddie's saying, and he just became this absolute perfect key for Penrith to go and win everything.
Absolutely.
Because he helps Cleary like
he moved to lock in 2020?
2020.
Early then, yeah.
Yeah, like that's literally the time that you guys became a force.
He never got a sniff of Origin before that, did he?
No. But he's changed his game ever since the last game of Origin. Everyone criticised him for being the playmaking lock. You know, everyone criticised him, and that's how Penrith were found out, and that's how in Origin.
That's true. But
I remember that game 3.
Ever since then, he's been a running.
Yeah, but look how much better he's been because what's a lock's job? Run first, pass second.
Yeah, but listen, game three, I think it was a game three when I was yelling, I was like, take yo off. And then out of nowhere, he just starts making these tackle busts and line breaks and like making meters. And I'm like, okay. My bad.
Bro, sometimes Isaiah Yeo sometimes Isaiah Yeo forgets that he's like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, because he's a big boy, bro.
You know what I mean? 100 probably plus kilos, you know what I mean? Sometimes he forgets that he's a big boy, man. He's like Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum forgets that he's 6'9" sometimes.
He plays like a 6'2" and he
plays like Muggsy Bogues, like bro. All right, but sometimes Isaiah Yeo forgets he's 6'4", bro. You
and
know what I mean?
He remembers, and everyone's
same. Kikau does sometimes too, bro. The occasion that he thinks he's like Benji Marshall, bro. You know what I mean? Like once a game, but yeah, Isaiah Yeo, when he runs like a lock is supposed to, it makes his passing game so much better. When you, in the basketball, best analogy, bro, when you're a shooter, they have to come to you, that means that driving to the rim, so much easier. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah.
But my overall thoughts on the game is like, this is what we've been missing. Everyone's been saying this cracks in Penrith, there's all this. And
you just needed a sort of full team together.
Yeah. This is the.
At home, just to get the rhythm back a little bit.
It was the best team we had put up in 6 weeks.
And look at the results.
And look at the results, you know. I said that, you know, Melbourne and Canberra, they were games we could have won had we not had the injuries. But, yeah, these cracks, you will not see them. Or if you will, you'll see very minimal compared to what you've seen this season. Especially if we stay healthy.
After that game, like, I tipped Penrith to win the grand final this year. But after that game, like, obviously you get a bit iffy watching them being lackluster a little bit in the past couple of weeks. But after that game, bro. Wallah, it's just that I said it. They're just going to remind everyone. In our predictions last week, I said they're just going to shake it up a little bit.
You nearly got it right, but if you said Cleary's playing, he said 30 to 12 or 30 to 10.
Did I?
I said 28-16.
Dude, I said 40 to 8. And I don't know.
It was looking like that.
Because, bro, people forget. Like, dude, Cleary did not have. Like, you were saying they're going to rest him game one. Bro, it was all lies. Cleary did not have to. Cleary could have played 2 weeks ago.
I already know that as well.
Play him? They rest him, bro.
Yeah.
They did the Kawhi Leonard, but it actually worked. Wait until finals and wait until playoffs.
Rest the bloke.
They're morons because then he ends up getting injured in the fight in the playoffs as well, bro. All right, but Nathan, Nathan, it's all an act, bro. He's not actually injury prone. The hamstring injuries. They're just precautionary 8 weeks, bro. I'm telling you, man. When he waits 6, 7, 8 weeks, doesn't actually have to. What's the point?
Because I think
you just say, would you rather win minor premiership or win a premiership?
Who was it that said it this week? Matty John said it. Matty John said that Nathan Cleary is already in the conversations of those.
Yeah, 100%.
Of those greats. And right? So now, listen, if he wins a fourth, cuz I think no one chats to him anymore. No, Wallah, to win four Wallah in a row.
Four in a row.
To be in five premierships, win four out of five. Nobody can talk to anyone.
And guess what? How old he is, bro? He's still got six, seven years after that. How old is he? He's 27 years old.
Like, he can retire. And no one can.
20. He's not even in his prime.
The only thing people give him shit about is Origin. And he's been a part of three winning Origin.
I don't know why they give him
shit because of Origin. I don't understand it.
And
listen, and I don't think he's been in Origin, but there's just that Andrew Johns in Origin shit. There's that Andrew Johns shit that Moses did it in game one or game two, whatever it was. It's just different level, bro. Anyway,
everyone's gonna get look, everybody's saying Origin when he's won three. Wait till next year. How many times, bro? When I say this, I'm right a lot of the time. I was right about Matt Burton, I was right about Serrada, I'm right about Nathan Cleary, cuz he only sucked because his forwards never put him in a position to succeed.
I get it.
Well, like, watch next year, cuz.
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying.
He's going to nick whatever Moses did this year, he's going to nick Alibek, bro. He's going to do something that no one's ever done, bro.
It's going to be crazy to
this
watch.
This bloke has future goal.
And he has a good coach on. He has a good coach now, bro. He doesn't have a guy putting Damien Cook at centre.
Cuz, Wallah, he's. I know. Matt's just going to bring the best out of this bloke, bro. Like, he brought the best out of Luke Keery. Arguably, you know what? I reckon Trevor probably brought the best out of him.
Robbo definitely got
when he won, literally playing six and seven at the same time while
Cooper Cronk
was having a 20 meters behind play, and they give him all the credit, bro.
You have to cut that out.
What do you mean? That's the intro, bro.
Cronk, bro. All the last 3 weeks, there's been this one guy that says Cronk's the goat. Well, if it was in front of me, I would have thrown a brick at his head, bro.
You know what? It reminded me.
I would have thrown a tape. I got a tape measure in my drawer. I would have chucked at him. Like, my dad chucked a tape measure at me.
We we had this conversation a few months back. I still got PTSD from that. We had this conversation a few months back, and this conversation's kind of reminded me. It was when there was a comparison between Nathan Cleary and Cooper Cronk. And I said, at this current point in time, Nathan Cleary has a higher trajectory than Cronk did at his age.
100%.
No. Bro, Nathan Cleary now is better than Cronk's ever been, ever.
That's crazy.
Cronk, no, it's not crazy.
That's insane.
Cronk
never. No. Well, I'll tell you what it is.
Cronk literally played on two of the greatest teams to ever play ever. But to hear it the first time,
like, to hear it fresh, it sounds crazy. But it's
not. I don't care, bro.
No, but it's not fresh.
Individually, if you had to pick their prime versus Cronk's prime, I'm sorry, bro. Cronk never led a team ever.
I agree with you.
Nathan led a team three times, bro. He was the clear number one three times.
Literally the clear number one.
Or arguably two times, you can say, if you want to say Dylan Edwards once. But I'll tell you one thing, bro.
No, but who let him
Cooper Cronk would never do what Nathan Cleary did last year in the grand final. Cooper Cronk's never been on a team.
That's true.
He's never been on an average team. He's never been on a good team. He's never been on a great team. He's only been on the two greatest teams ever assembled. Melbourne and 2018, 2019 over the Cap Roosters.
Over the sombrero. Anyway, boys.
The team was so good, he literally did nothing the whole game. He was a coach on the field and they won with 12 players.
You know what?
They beat the team that he left and he didn't even play. Wayne Bennett could have been on the field and the Roosters probably would have been better. Because that was his impact. Talking, coaching, bro.
Yeah, Luke, pass one the ball, Luke. Teddy, get in there.
He made the same. I watched the game. I was in the stadium. He made one more tackle than me and the same amount of runs as I did. Zero and one more tackle than me because he made one.
You would have got to the shed.
If there was a streaker in that game, all right, the Seki would have had more tackles than the bloody Cooper Cronk, bro. And I would never. I'm not saying Cooper Cronk's not an amazing player, but for me,
I just pictured that.
I wish. No. Listen, man. At the end of the day, I'm not. It's not that I hate Cooper Cronk. It's just it pisses me off that they put him so high. Even though he's probably three or if they put him at fifth, he's still top 10. So it's not even that far. Like, in my opinion, out of the four players that were cracked at Melbourne, he's ranked fourth for me.
Is Cooper Cronk just a shiny Matt Orford? Or?
No, he's... puts Matt Orford... He makes Matt Orford look like a reserve grade player, bro. But in my opinion, man, I don't think Cronk can be compared to guys like John Thurston. I can't. He won a lot, but many other players would have won in the same position.
Listen, I love Cooper Cronk. I think he's great, but I don't think he touches Thurston. And I think Cleary's already surpassed him. For me to hear it the first time is crazy, but I fully
he's a better player than Cooper Cronk.
Melbourne, listen, let's get into Melbourne Storms and let's just keep going with this episode because
we're arguing. Are we at 50 minutes?
I don't know.
I'm just arguing with that one guy that rage baits me. And everybody says he's rage baiting me, but I love arguing, so I'll never stop.
Melbourne beat the Sharks. Let's quickly touch on this. Nico Hines, bro. Did he do anything wrong? Do you want to blame him? Did you watch the game? A little bit, yeah.
Bro, he kicked one. He missed touch by 10 meters. I've never seen it in my life. Never in my life. He missed touch by 10 meters. They were playing good.
Oh, yeah.
They were playing good. They were defending so well, Sharks. You know how that scoreline had on them, it doesn't tell anybody how well Sharks actually played. All right. The fact that it was like a close, sort of a close game at halftime was crazy, the amount of ball Melbourne had. But it all, for me, because Nico Hines' head dropped. I love Nico. You know how much I love Nico. He's not a seven. He can't kick for crap. He can't. I'm telling you, this might be the worst kicking performance I've seen in a finals game from a seven ever.
Really?
He missed touch by 10 meters and he got in his own head. He got a penalty. He stood there for 3-4 seconds thinking about kicking it. And then he went for the tap because he faked to kick it and he realized, I missed touch last time. I'm going to run it.
It's so sad, bro. Wallah.
Dude, he just...
The pressure is not good for Nico Hines, bro. Let the guy play in a position where he's not going to be the big man. And the problem is now, Fitzgibbon, they bought him as a seven. They want to play him as a seven or they want to play him as a leader of the team. He's going to be the head of face of the team. I could never ever see him as that dominant leader. I could never see him as the Cleary. I could never see him as the Cooper Cronk, whatever you were saying. I could never see him as the actual guy that's there. Like, I can never see him as Matt Burton.
Because all of those people played halves when they were growing up. Nico did not.
And it's not that. You don't have a kick game in you in a finals game. It's very important. Well, I'm going to pump in Manly against Manly yesterday. A lot of the game, a lot of the time, Burton will just kick us out of trouble. In previous games, Burton kicks you out of trouble. Now, when you get a penalty, you want the penalty to be taken into touch. Comes out of touch. A lot of it goes to, a lot of it is from confidence. And, bro, wallah, I'll be honest with you. For me, the Sharks are just not it, bro. I don't see them going far, wallah. Like, I actually don't. I don't see them going past. I feel like we deserve that fourth spot more than they did.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? That's what I feel, and I might be biased, but I like to speak from a neutral point of view. I don't see the Sharks better than us. I really, wallah, I don't. They have a better pack, but they're just, I don't know, bro. For me, it just,
But here's the thing, man, and I'll tell you one thing. I do think they did well, and I'm not blaming the loss on Nico Hines, but I'm saying one thing. When Nico was kicking, they looked like shit. But when Trindle kicked, bro, the two, three best kicks of the game were from Braden Trindle. You know what I mean? But
surely Fitzgibbon knows that, bro. Like, you can't keep coaching.
I don't understand. It's like there's people higher up saying we're paying Nico big money. He's seven.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It doesn't look like anything else.
The simplest solution to everybody's problems is you just put Will Kennedy. So Will Kennedy's got to be the one that misses out, or you put him on the wing. And then you put Nico at fullback because he's played well there. He's won a comp there. And his fullback suits his game more.
Of course it does.
And you put the halves combo that, in my opinion, was just flowing better. I'm not saying Atkinson is better than Hines, but what's best for the team? Kennedy has not been, he's been half of what he was last season. Last season he was mad. This season he has not been himself. His run meter, every statistic he's got has dropped.
He's down. That's right, bro.
And it's not a little drop. It's a significant drop. And I'm not saying Kennedy's bad, but in order to get what's best out of the team, you got to put the most impactful players on. I think Hines would be more impactful at fullback.
And listen, if Hines
and Atkinson and Trindle, look like they've played together the last 5 years, man.
And if it comes to desperation time, let's say a half goes down, you put Nico back in the halves, you get me? But play him at fullback the whole time. If he has to kick a ball once or twice, he can kick a ball once or twice. We see Latrell Mitchell do it sometimes, bro, for Rabbitohs. I know Latrell Mitchell's a good kicker.
That's literally why they were winning their games.
But we see Reece Walsh sometimes kicking, though. Like, it's fine, you can still have him there kicking here and there, but to put the pressure on him is no good.
Storm were amazing, by the way. It's not even the Sharks' fault that they got pumped in that second half. The Storm were just too good. Everything they were doing was working. Willie was nicking everyone. Jerome Hughes was nicking everyone. Harry Grant.
Hat-trick, yeah?
Harry.
I remember someone saying Munster and Harry Grant are overrated.
Yeah.
And they're only good because they play for Melbourne.
Yeah.
You gotta be sick of it.
Munster was looking like Munster. Yeah, bro. On that game,
he was running amok.
That was a mad game, bro. Shout out to the Storm, bro. I was wrong about you. They're proving me wrong. But our tip is this week. And
they're going to rest now, them and Penrith.
Yeah, they're going to chill out. It's going to be
them and Penrith in the finals.
And, bro, I'm just saying, if Manly win, I'm looking at Manly, bro, and I'm saying, you beat them once, bro, you do it again. But they have to get things right on the day.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
Bellamy's the best, one of the best at getting his team ready and right on that day.
It's true, bro.
But there was one game that Cowboys. It pains me to be wrong about this one, because I said if there was any chance of there being an upset,
It's this one,
and far out did they.
Dane Gagai sold.
Did Newcastle play? They played so much better than the Cowboys.
Wow! Shout out to Dan. First of all, he tagged us in a Bulldogs tier. He put our logo and he put a tier, and he's like, "Sorry, boys, I had to get it done." I respect that, Dan. I love you. Now, listen, we're probably gonna go to Bali together, right? Not me, our teams, and we're just gonna feel the agony and pain of losing in the first round of finals.
Voila.
But listen, big props to Newcastle. Wallah, I have never ever Newcastle. Seen them play that good in a long, long, long time.
I told you, man, toughness in finals is a different beast, and there's no doubt about it. One bit, everybody except Dearden on that Cowboys team could not match the toughness of the Newcastle Knights. They were just too tough. They were winning that battle in the middle. Cogger was playing well. Crossan was playing. They were all playing well. They were playing like a team. And you know who was leading the team? A guy that I've been so critical of, especially 2-3 years ago.
We both were.
All right, about these are the games that he needs to step up and he goes missing. Brother, this guy, I couldn't, like, there were so many highlights, I can't even recollect them all. Yeah, the guy was that good. This was his second In my opinion, his second best game in his career next to that 2022 game three.
But that game, he could not tackle him.
If they did tackle him, they had to work so hard to tackle him, bro. Viliami Valea Haram, the guy was getting bullied. Bullied left, right, and center. All right, because Greg Marju was taking first hit up off like four kickoffs, bro. What, like, they're such a weird team. If they had Brad Van Best, this game is not even a game.
Brad Van Best was a big miss
and
for them,
Dylan Lucas is mad.
But still, man, Brad, like...
Brad Van Best plays...
He's Brad Van Best. Like, originally.
They're going to get nicked.
Like, unbelievable center.
The Cowboys escaped by the skin of their teeth. All right.
So are they on your fraud watch or...
No, no, they're not on my fraud watch. They're a good team. There's no more fraud watch, bro. All right, there's no more fraud watch. All right,
I think them and the Sharks are, bro.
And who they're versing them. But my money, it's actually not on the Cowboys. All right.
You think the Sharks will win?
I think we'll speak about that when we get to the predictions. But the Cowboys played really well, but not really. They played all right, but then when the game got to the thick of it, they just got the job done. All right, but they shouldn't have. They should have lost that game. Golden opportunity. Go on your outside. Guy next to the guy on the outside.
I can't believe it.
Go on your inside.
I can't believe that pass went to Gamble.
I would have passed the Gamble because I'm like,
me too.
Head,
on the left, yeah?
Yeah. Under the sticks. He goes under the sticks and then he starts gobbing off at everybody and then it probably gets in their heads because they don't like toughness. All right. The Cows don't. Especially that game, bro. They were running away from the challenge, lad. But at the end of the day, bro. He went to Gagai. Pass could have been a bit better, but I'm banking on. I'm putting my house on Gagai catching that, and he dropped nuts. It's 100%. A drop nuts. And Haron, bro, their heads went down from that was the moment, because 3-4 minutes later they concede, and oh my god, was that try? I think that try.
Why?
So from the angles that they showed us, the guy's hand touches it. So he bats it back. It bounces.
Kara.
And Cotter touches it.
Was the Cotter one? He touched his hand.
He touched his hand, but they said it came off
of his knee.
But all the angles they showed us, it looks like they overturned it, bro.
Yeah, that's insane, bro.
I don't understand.
They said no try.
If they said try, it's a try. If they said no try, it's a no try. They're looking at it for 10 minutes, bro. Brother, if you're looking at it for 10 minutes,
that means you really want to be a try.
That means you're looking for, like, there's something sus there, and the refereeing was a bit sus. And why? I'm pretty sure that's the game Todd Smith did. Why is Adam G at home? Why?
Everyone said the same
thing. His name is G. That means he's a gangster.
Yeah.
That means he's a mad ref. He refed better than any of these refs I have in the last 10 years in that one grand final. No referee you guys have had for 10 years, Graham Annesley, could have refed a game better than that. And he's sitting at home and Ranger ref Todd Smith is refereeing this game. And it was so suspect. Well, I feel like the Knights got a bit hard done by. And I think they should have won, bro. And I think they deserve to win away from home as well. But that try, I don't understand how you can overrule it. I don't get it. And then the sin bin was just a crash out. Andrew Bynum, fourth quarter against the Mavericks in game 4 in 2011. Go look it up. Swinging them, clotheslines, little JJ Barea up because he was too good.
Was that Thompson that did it?
Leo Thompson.
Yeah, he just lost his marbles.
Leo Thompson crash out, bro. Yeah.
Listen, and I don't blame him because straight out, your head loss goes, I get it.
Yeah, and then they score again. And you know what? There's no player on that Cowboys team deserves a try more than Tom Dearden, bro. That guy, listen, man, me, the biggest Matt Burden fan ever in the history of the world. No one's a bigger Matt Burden fan than me. I literally dubbed him my Pookie Bear. But Tom Dearden should win 6 of the year.
You reckon?
That's my guy, bro. The engine of my team, cuz.
And you're putting Dearden over.
And I'm putting Dearden over.
Because Dearden is a good.
Because that guy, without Tom Dearden, this team would not be it. This team would be out of the eight.
Finish.
This team would be bottom four without Tom Dearden.
Easily. Imagine Chad Townsend and
Kiffin. I say we'd be top bottom four without Tom Dearden. Like, they would probably be.
Matt Burden, yeah.
I'd say we'd be bottom four without Matt Burden.
I think I agree.
And I think this team would be. I think this Cowboys team would genuinely be bottom four without Tom Dearden.
I fully agree, bro.
He's the cog in the wheel that makes everything work, bro.
He's the engine of them, bro.
He's the engine. He leads them. He's an engine because he's a 2JZ and Matt Burden is a RB26 cuz.
And they're just next to each other, doing the whole way.
You know, and Lukey has been the twin turbo.
Listen, shout out to Ponga. Shout out to the Newcastle fans.
What a game, cuz.
Great fans, man. Great passion. Wallah, you respect. You deserve all the credits. Shout out to their coach as well. Turned it around.
Can I just say one thing? The last two games are better than the first two. The elimination games were so much better. Well, they were two of the best finals games I've watched in a long time. That was probably the two best first round like elimination finals I've watched in years.
In a long, long time, bro. Now listen, we've got to speak about the next game before we wrap things up. Roosters versus Manly is the first game. I don't know which order they're going to be in, but let's speak about the Roosters Manly. Quick predictions. What do you think happens? Who wins? Yada yada.
I'm going Manly, and I'm probably going to say I'm going to go Manly 13 plus, man.
Yep.
Tommy was inspiring last night, dude. I'm literally inspired by the guy was broken. Well, yeah. I've never seen a guy more broken than him.
And I think that's why they're going to lose, bro.
No, but he's going to get an extra week, cause
I think they're going to,
because if they can beat us with a broken Tommy, the way they'll play better against men against Roosters and beat them.
You think
and Tommy will get better after a week? You
think Roosters with the pack they'll play better against them?
They've got as good as a pack, bro. They've got two former Roosters players as well. They're going to be G'd up in that pack.
I think
Nathan Brown, Matt Lodge, Taniela Paseka. Like it's a good pack.
I don't know where Sipley is. I'm not saying it's a good pack, but if the Bulldogs contain them, right? We contained that pack. We kept them a bit quiet, right? Compared to when we reversed them last time. Yeah. I don't know what the Roosters are going to do. If the Roosters lose their heads and concede a lot of points, it's done. I think it's wraps. But if the Roosters can stay focused, and this is a big game, like, I think the Roosters can get it done, bro. I might be wrong, but it won't surprise me if Manly win at all. It's a game that can go anyway. Wallah.
Can I just say one thing? We could not contain Olakau'atu.
He was unbelievable, bro.
Right, that was one of the
best. But there's Gus, Angus Crichton, Spencer Lingu.
No, bro. He's
Jared.
He's
Jared back? Jared's playing?
Jared's back. Lindsay Collins.
Satili.
He's going to be running at two little spud back, little halves, bro.
That's true.
They are not going to stop him.
Okay, well, what are you saying? What's your prediction? Score prediction?
I'm going to go Manly 1-12.
Okay, I'm going to go Roosters 1-12. Let's get to the Cowboys and Sharks game. What do you think happens, bro?
You know what, man?
Sharks are playing at home. Oh, not at home, but Combank.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's tough.
It's a tough game, bro.
It's a tough one, bro.
This is a good game.
Is Ramien back? Why was he out? Yeah, we got to start recording these on Tuesday, bro. I got to see the team list.
It won't be good.
Well, I'm going to go. Look, I think. I honestly think Sharks 13 plus.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I think they did 13 plus them earlier in the year, too.
Yeah, they did.
Just,
they pumped them.
Dude, they were actually playing well, the Sharks.
I think the Sharks win this. And I don't know why, even though I don't believe this. But I'm going to go out there and say it. I think Nico Hines makes a difference with a field goal. I don't know why. It's like literally the most thing that would happen.
I think he's going to have a good game.
I think he's going to have a good game. He'll bounce back and he'll beat the Cowboys. And then I think the Sharks get eliminated next round anyway.
Yeah, 100%. Regardless of the result. Penrith,
I don't
bro.
Think they're going to beat any of those teams.
They're going to be versus Penrith, bro.
Anything you want to speak about, Freddie, before we wrap up? It was a great episode. We had a lawyer on. We spoke about the Bulldogs.
It was a crazy episode, man. Episode, I know it's a long one, but it's us saying farewell to the Bulldogs. Boys, to the Bulldogs players, I'm so proud of you, man. Well, I'm not one ounce of me was mad. I'm just sad that
even
we lost.
Anything that happened.
It was such a fun season, man. I was smiling all the time, bro. You know what I mean? Because we were playing good football, man. I literally could not be more happy with how this season went. I think we're ahead of schedule, and I know the boys, they're very young. We're one of the youngest teams in the league. They're going to rally back. All right, and I'm hoping that they do better next year. But, boys, enjoy your off season. I know it sucks right now. I don't know. Because I like to think that some of the Dogs players watch my stuff and watch our stuff.
They definitely do.
I absolutely love you boys. You are the best, man. I'm so proud of them, bro. Even though they lost, bro, we made – Lich probably gave them everybody and every single fan in that arena got their money's worth because that was one of the best games I've ever seen live. And bro, that was game of the year for me because I was literally – I couldn't watch, bro. I was literally covering my eyes.
Unbelievable.
Man.
And I got to take my sister to a Bulldogs game this year. My little sister, you've met her, little crazy princess. But she was smiling, bro. And for me, I remember as a kid going to my first game, bro. It's the best feeling in the world when your family can go and everyone enjoys. And you see everyone that's there at the game so happy. Man, thank you, bro. Thank you to all the players, Max King, Preston. I'm just going to give some shout outs to the players that, you know, watch our stuff or players that we really, really love. Connor Tracy, you've been unbelievable.
Karaz.
I think we should do an episode on rank. We'll do like a short episode, a little segment on ranking the Bulldogs players in their seasons. But Karaz, Connor Tracy, Preston, even Foxy C, bro. Like I know people wanna talk and whatever, but even Foxy C has gave me so much happiness, bro. Burton, Sexton, bro, Sexton, what a player you've been this year. Max King, who else, bro? Sammy Hughes, Curtis Moran, and how can we forget Stephen Crichton, of course.
My guy, bro.
Skelton Wilson. But how can we forget Josh Curran? Like, how can we ever forget that guy? Man. Wallah, I love him. I'm so grateful for this team. I'm very proud of yous. Everything that yous have done, I'm very, very proud of it. We'll see yous next year. Enjoy your holidays, whether you've booked a Europe trip or you're going to Bali. Be safe. Stay out of the headlines. But don't forget, bro, we're proud to be a Bulldogs every single day of our life. So thank you for that. I love you all. That's us.
Peace.
Shout out to everyone. Make sure you're still following the page. I know we're banned and shit, but we'll be back. Love you all. Stay as you be. Up the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah. I'm 900 followers away from 100K.
One sec. Meow, meow. Give us a meow, meow.
Meow, 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 meow. One more for the dogs. Meow, 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 meow. I love you guys, man. 900 followers away from 100K on TikTok, so that's pretty... I'm not a big... Like, I don't really care about my numbers and stuff too much, but 100K would be really nice. So, I can't thank you guys enough. I don't know if this is still recording, but this is the bloopers, bro. Like, Toy Story. Oh.